Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bring us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Lassigan. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. A little blues in the middle, too. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with a new friend, Brad Van Horn. Not for long, though. We're gonna get him back. He's got a lot more to teach. He's president of Business Appraisal Services, LLC. He helps people divest of their companies from an appraisal to the transaction, and including ESOPs, employee stock option program. Brad, that's what we're talking about, is ESOPs. And right now, what is the, if somebody wanted to go in that direction, and I know people who have, what is the minimum number of employees that they have to have, or what, or is there a sales volume, a profitability? What is the, what are the parameters below which an ESOP doesn't work?
Yep, makes sense to know that going in, so you don't waste a lot of time. So we say, because of certain IRS regulations regarding payroll, we say that there ought to be about 15 to 20 minimum full-time employees.
Right.
And that usually translates to a couple of million dollars of revenue, typically.
All right. Is there a profitability?
Not a lot of requirements.
Is there a profitability level?
They need a strong earnings history, but really they need enough money to pay off whatever debt they're going to incur to fund this ESOP transaction, and that's it. And so we help people through that whole
labyrinth. If the company has 15 employees and $3 million in sales, but they're leveraged to the max, it probably ain't going to work, right?
Right. They need all their cash flow to pay off that debt, so it's not going to work.
Because the owner wants to get get his or her money, so they're going to become the bank. Because basically, the owner is funding.
I would like one of those.
The owner is funding the acquisition.
I'd like one of the baby boomer owners to get paid a bunch of money for the stock. Absolutely.
Yeah, the owner are fund. They're basically funding the acquisition over time. What is the typical period of payout for the ESOP to the owner?
Usually, in small businesses, an owner and the company that it has established will go out and get a loan from a bank. But if the owner wants to sell 100%, that bank won't loan 100%. Maybe the bank will loan 60%, and the owner will have to fund 40%. We call that seller financing.
I understand why the owner has to borrow money to sell their business. Explain that.
Well, yeah, somebody
You mean the new owner, the ESOP owners will have to borrow the money.
Yeah, that is very true, Jim, but the ESOP is a retirement trust, right? So the ESOP trust doesn't really have any ability to go out and get a bank loan. So the company goes out and gets the bank loan and then in turn loans that money to the ESOP.
Right, but the guarantors of that loan are the new owners, not the owner who's leaving, right?
If there is sufficient assets in the company, then the old owner does not have to be the guarantor.
But you're right,
that would be a sticky point.
But the old owner, if the old owner has to guarantee part or all of that loan, then they're basically guaranteeing their own retirement. And if it doesn't work out, how does the owner come claw back and get their business back? Can they repossess?
They can repossess the shares that stand behind the unpaid debt.
Yeah.
So that's allowed. So I that's the only way the old owner can become a partial owner with the ESOP. But remember, if that's a problem, if the owner says, I don't want to guarantee any of this transaction, well, then And ESOP is very flexible. You can start by selling 30 or 40%. And then when that's done, you can sell another 30%.
So,
and then when that's done, you can finish up.
So the owners and the employees, so if you're the owner and you say, okay, it's not going to work for you guys to buy me out all at once, so let's have a six-year plan. You guys buy 30% over 2 years, and you buy 30%. Is that how you do it? And the owners, the original owner, the founder, stays involved in the company?
Yeah, that is exactly right. Usually it would take, in your example, it take a few more years than the 6 years.
Right.
But typically it doesn't take more than about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So there is no... So the number of businesses that have enough revenue and profit and have the low enough debt to make a quick ESOP transfer, that's not a big number of companies out there, is it? That's a small number, isn't it?
I would say most of the companies in the U.S., they are S corporations, and they're under a couple of million dollars.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd say probably, though, Jim, there's 50% of the companies in America that would qualify.
But the trick question was quickly, meaning within a year. To pull that off, that ESOPs really are best for most companies if the founder is willing to do it over time. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And stay involved.
And it's easier to do more quickly if you're a bit larger. So
that's
if you're
my point.
In the
$10 to $50 million
range.
Yeah, and you got 100 employees or something like that. Hold on to that thought.
Perfect.
Brad,
yep.
We're going to give us your website quickly, Brad.
It's BASVAL.com.
BASVAL.com. Check it out, folks. Brad Van Horn and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about ESOPs after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.